keeping you awake at work at KABC.com. 790 KABC. Talk radio with passion.
Michael Shaw is here. He is the Vice President and Director of Marketing for Interscan Corporation. They make toxic gas detection systems. He's a microbiologist and a biochemist. And we're not a biochemist. Did I just give you an additional degree? Yeah, you are a biochemist.
Yeah, what the heck?
All right. From UCLA, a biochemist. Yeah.
And MIT.
Yeah. All right. We'll continue with your phone calls at 800-222-KABC. And you're on with Mr. KABC. Hello.
Yes. Does he know about the super germs where where that you're given certain medicine to?
Yeah, super germs. What do you know?
Well, there's a couple of super bugs that have been identified. One is, I mentioned, the medicine-resistant Staph aureus. The other is the so-called Clostridium difficile. These are, and it's funny, it's called difficile. It's hard to kill. The super bugs, they say, come from overuse of antibiotics. And
why do you say it like that? You're not sure?
Well, I don't think it's 100% of the explanation.
Oh.
I think that this stuff was probably around before. Maybe it's more prevalent now because, again, we talked about maybe your immune system is slightly lower. I don't know.
Okay.
But it is true that there are bugs that are very hard to kill.
Right.
And
don't we have a silver bullet, though? Isn't there a antibiotic that's sort of the antibiotic of last resort?
Well, they had certain cocktails using vancomycin and others, but it's kind of scary because by the same logic, if you keep using the silver bullet too much,
eventually then, that also becomes resistant. Okay, thank you. How about you? Welcome to KABC. Your question for Michael Shaw. Hello. Hello. How about you? Welcome to KABC. You're on the air. Hello. You're on with Mr. KABC and Michael Shaw. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to ask Michael.
Yes.
How are mattresses and pillows sterilized at hospitals? When one patient goes home one day and another patient comes in the following day, do they just flip it over? And when the second patient leaves, do they flip it back over for the third patient? How are things cleaned, pillows and mattresses?
All right. There are no specific Joint Commission standards on this that I'm aware of. I think best practices have to do with how these are covered with
plastic
sheets and so on. And in this case, if there is a good plastic sheeting on it, you may be better off than another one of my favorite subjects, which, of course, was dust mites, where – absent the use of these plastic sheets, it's estimated, we did a show on this a while ago, that 30 to 40% of the weight of an old mattress can be the dust mites and so on. But I think the hospitals do a reasonable job on that, although there's definitely no sterilization that occurs.
Michael Shaw, the company is Interscan Corporation. Thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
And we'll continue. It's Ask Mr. KABC in our final hour coming up after the news at midnight on Talk Radio 790. Mr. KABC, stick with me.